TMZ TV.
Good evening, everyone. This is Martin Zender. This is a special broadcast. This is a unique broadcast because we have members of the Body of Christ. I'm surrounded by members of the Body of Christ, and I'm very happy. We have visitors galore. I mean, they're coming down. We need to build a wall. We really need to build a wall because this is getting out of hand. I want you to see who's at my left. You know this gentleman. His name's Dean Wilkinson. There he is. You remember Dean and his brother, Dum Dum? Did your brother Dum Dum grow a beard, or just you?
No, just I did. I don't know about Dum Dum. I don't think he has a beard.
Okay.
Just me.
All right, Dean. Dean has some really good video ideas. We're going to be doing some more work, Dean and I, in the near future. So watch out for that. Our goal is to get this message out to as many people as possible by as many means as possible. You have never met this young lady, but also with us this evening, we're at a cottage, by the way, very close to my house, probably, two blocks, maybe seven blocks away. Dean and his wife, Amy, have rented this place for 4 days, so we're going to enjoy 4 days of fellowship, and I'm not going to leave you out of it. You need to be with us here, so that's why I have the camera turned on, and I want to say hello to Amy Wilkinson. I don't think you've ever met her, but this is Dean's lovely wife.
And hi. Everyone in Indiana, hello.
Only in Indiana? Okay. But they're watching you all over the world. There are people in Poland, people in Tasmania, and
worldwide.
Brazil.
Hello, everyone.
And yes, and you and Dean, you guys pretty much came into the truth at the same time. You were...
Yes.
Was it Dean? Did Dean talk you into things, or did you talk him into things? That's what I've been wanting to ask you. That I never have, but now that I have you in front of the world,
he talked me into things.
Dean talked you into things.
You're a persuasive man.
It took a little work. Well, it's going to be great fellowshipping with you and Dean in the next 4 days. Now, here we have Mary and Travis. Marion Travis is from Connecticut, and she has threatened for 6 years to move to South Florida because, like me, she did not like the foul weather of the north. And Marion.
Hi, folks.
Marion is moving here, and what's your main reason for moving to South Florida?
Well, there's a few main reasons.
Okay.
It's hard to say just one, so.
All right, let's hear all of them.
The truth.
The truth.
The sun, the water, and the heat.
The truth, the sun, the water, and heat. In that order?
Probably.
In that order. Let me tell you, it is so great to know that Marion's moving down here because there will be another member of the Body of Christ to fellowship with. We know that, what's that guy's name? Oh, yeah. Waylon and Regina Debs. Sorry, Waylon. I'm sorry. It's the nicotine. Waylon and Regina up in Coral Springs, so we'll be able to fellowship with them. My landlady is over here, Juliana, the lovely, the Peruvian, Juliana. And Juliana and I have many discussions in the back patio about God,
yes,
things
indeed.
Of consequence, don't we?
Yes, indeed.
We talk about life, we talk about death, we talk about angels, we talk about Christ, we talk about the Apostle Paul. And she has two of my books on her nightstand, right?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if she's read them yet, but they're there.
I did. A few.
And that's not all. Just when you think... Just when you think we've exhausted the entertainment, let me move over here. And I want to show you a lovely young lady from Toronto, originally from Venezuela. This is Maria Soltado.
Soteldo.
Am I saying that right?
Soteldo. Maria Soteldo.
Let me try it. Maria Soteldo.
Forget it.
No, forget it. I'm not good. All right.
I say hi to my friends in Canada, Judy Coleman. And my friend Elisha, and all of the others of the Body of Christ in Canada, that we have been going out together.
Are they going to be jealous that you're down here in the warmth?
Probably, yes.
I've never asked you this. Nobody has really met you yet, so now they are. But how did you come into the truth? And what? Tell me, what was your religious background? And secondly, what brought you to the point where you forsook organized religion and you embraced the truth of Christ and the...
Do you really want me to answer that, my love?
I really want you to answer it.
Okay. Sit down. I started being a Catholic because I was born a Venezuelan, so we are baptized when we are just 1 month old. So I was a Catholic, Catholic, Catholic. Then I became a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, I didn't know this. I'm learning this for the first time. Okay.
I was a Jehovah's Witness for 14 years. Then I study, and I knew God was not there. So I said, goodbye. You know, this is not where I want to be. So I met the Christians. And so I was with the Christians for 8 years. I really try. I observed them. I really, really try. But what happened? That was not where God was. So I said goodbye. So I stayed by myself. And 1 month I was by myself. I thought that God didn't have anybody here. So, gee. But then I was in the internet. I don't know how I was, what happened, but I came across a video called The Stupidity That Leads to Depravity. And he is the author.
Me?
This guy here. Yeah. And that's it. I found my brother. I never stopped. Yeah. Never stopped from there. And then that's it. I came to meet him. He took me to every place that he had, where he had made that video, remember?
Yes, she really loved that video, The Stupidity That Leads to Depravity. And I don't know if my viewers remember this, but at the beginning of that, I did a little humorous skit where there was a sign in front of a reservoir where I was living at the time in Greenwich, Ohio. And it said, the sign said, no ice skating. And then in parentheses underneath it says, during winter months only. This was in Ohio. So I thought, well, it's summer, so I'm allowed to ice skate. It's only in the winter they don't want you to ice skate.
It was so funny.
Yeah, and she
and thought, the song was nice.
Yes.
He took me to that park.
Well, she wanted to see
Kelly.
It with my sister, Kelly, and it was almost like, what would you call it? When you go, like, when the pilgrims go to Mecca. It was a pilgrimage for you.
Yes.
The reservoir in Greenwich was a Mecca for you.
Yes. And that was a beautiful thing for me to have found the truth. Actually, Jesus Christ said, if you know about me, maybe that's, I read it in the Bible, Jesus, if we know about Jesus, that's when we're truly free.
That's right.
So I was like, always I was in bonds. I went to this religion, that religion, and I was in bonds. As soon as I heard that and I started reading those books and I started doing everything with the Concordant Publishing Concern.
Yes,
and
great resource.
I was completely free, free. Free. There's no one little bit of me that is not free because of my relationship with them.
That is beautiful. I can tell you radiate that freedom. She radiates it.
Yes.
Right? She's at your, we were talking about joy earlier as one of the fruits of the spirit, right? And joy isn't necessarily happiness, right? There's the surface happiness that it seems like the Christian world always wants you to be happy, 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 but they don't have that inner joy because I think they fear God because of their teachings. But you found joy, and you also seem to be happy. What's your secret?
Yeah.
What's your secret to happiness and joy? I mean, sometimes happiness is elusive, right? Because of all the different trials we have, and just living on this earth at this time of history, it's very stressful. So how about this? I'm going to ask you what you believe the difference between joy and happiness is.
I believe that knowing what we know and having the relationship we have with our Father, and knowing who Jesus was to us, and being totally free makes us happy. That's enough. You don't need nothing else. If you go, like the Bible says a lot, I don't know where, don't ask me, but it says, don't trust man because you'll be disappointed.
Yes.
But trust God, He will never disappoint you. He will never disappoint you. And it's true, He doesn't. He just doesn't work with our schedule sometimes.
People say, yeah, He sure doesn't. People say, how do you know? People say, how do you know that what you believe is true, and how do you know that everything you learned in Christianity is false? And it's the freedom. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there is freedom. And also there is joy. And plus, we understand where things will end in the universe. We know that things are going to end in perfect harmony. Every creature God has made will be returned to harmony with Him. That is a message of joy. If you think that even one being created by God will end up somehow separated from God, not only separated from God, but tormented and tortured forever, that feeling doesn't lead to peace. And you didn't find that joy when you were with the Christians. 8 years you were with the Christians.
Maybe less.
Maybe it was
six, seven.
Maybe it was
years.
2 years. It just felt like
no,
8 years. It just felt like 8 years. I'm going to talk to Mary and Travis down here because, yeah, you're. This is the Mary and Travis from Connecticut, who made a bold move. I'm very proud of Marion, because you left your home, and you're somewhat of a pioneer, right? And it's scary to change your, I mean, you're kind of undergoing a bit of a culture shock here down here, right?
Definitely a culture shock, yeah.
Yes, but I think God arranged for this wonderful, beautiful meeting with fellow believers to help ease your passage, right?
It feels great.
Now I'm going to ask you the same question. You were yes, because nobody knows about you yet. Nobody knows your story, and they want to know your story. And I'm going to force you to tell your story. So you were raised in organized religion. Were you Catholic like me?
Yes. I grew up Catholic.
How did that go? How'd that work out?
Well, it didn't work out, but God has a way. He works with each one of us differently. And He started working with me when I was little.
Yeah, you seem to always have from what you've told me over the years, I've known Marion since the days I lived in Pennsylvania, so that's been 6 years probably. Yeah. We've known each other, and you've told me that since you were small, you seem to have a connection with God.
Yes.
But things you were hearing in the Catholic Church must have clashed against that. You were always fighting uphill, weren't you?
Well, I remember going to church and hating the railing.
The railing?
The railing that was there that separated
them from
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I despised it. It made me very angry. I also didn't like the fact that it was only guys on the other side. Sorry.
Oh, they segregated the guys from the gals?
The girls weren't allowed to be altar girls. Yeah, it was only altar boys.
There's no such thing as an altar girl, right?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No, in my church, they did introduce altar girls.
Well, maybe because it was late.
Blasphemy.
Nuns.
Heresy. What? Nuns?
Don't show me. That's okay.
Okay.
He's going to edit that part.
So I didn't like that part of it. But I used to, but I loved God. I mean, He just put it in me to hang out with Him and talk to Him and ask Him all kinds of questions about love. And
love was your big thing?
Love was my big thing, yeah.
And the God of the Catholic Church didn't quite satisfy your definition of love? Or what you thought the love of God should be?
I didn't really think about it as Catholic or not. It was just God.
Interesting. Just God.
I just went for God. I think I told you, Martin, I had a double earache when I was little, and I was healed of the double earache. So
God can certainly heal people.
Right.
And sometimes he does that. We notice God does that in the early church era, if you want to call it that, when Paul was starting out, there was some miracles done, and we know Jesus did miracles to verify that he was the Son of God. People needed to see that stuff to start with. And even Paul started with that, right? Don't get too comfortable, Amy, because I'm going to come over there and ask you a question. You're getting way too comfortable over there.
Hey, you know, I'm just realizing something.
What's that? Dean's got a realization. Hang on a second. Dean has a revelation for us. Go ahead.
I'm not 100% sure, but realizing not only are we here with beautiful women here.
Yeah, I know. Just surrounded by beauty.
Beauty.
And that beard of yours is looking pretty spiffy,
hey.
Too. Yeah.
Come on.
Very patriarchal.
My
hair's curly.
It's a good hair day.
It's a good hair day for me.
Good hair day.
I have to say.
It's looking good.
I'm pretty happy with it.
No, just...
You're having a good hair day.
I'm having a good hair day.
I'm realizing that I'm the oddball here. I'm surrounded by a bunch of, I think, ex-Catholic. Everyone here, sounds like.
What are you, an ex?
Grew up in a Baptist family.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had... And then I drug my wife into the Baptist arena... And we went from there.
Dean dragged you, Amy?
Yeah,
he dragged you into
in
the Baptist?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go come over here and ask you about this.
I mean, it was just cruel.
No, I'm gonna come over and ask
you. How cruel is that?
What's cruel?
Well, I took her from the Catholic right into the
Baptist. Oh, you were cruel.
That's cruel. Yeah.
Yeah, well, how could you do that to your wife?
I know it. Thought I was, you thought you were doing the right thing.
Right.
But,
when did you realize you weren't doing the right thing?
Oh, it was about 20 years ago. Well, no, I take that back. I realized I wasn't doing the right thing my whole life. So that was the struggle in Christianity, right? You're always trying to perform. It's always about you.
Yeah.
You're always, and I grew up in just to back on my Baptist ways. I didn't have the stereotypic Baptist upbringing, I don't believe, because I would always hear, oh, you don't dance, you don't play cards, you don't, well, my parents and my grandparents taught me to dance, taught me to play cards. But we were Baptists.
That saved you.
So, yeah. So I had a wonderful family, wonderful parents. But there again, Christianity is all about performance. It's all about self. So as that wasn't working, and I started hearing the truth, and I started realizing that, well, my own parents are more loving than the God of Christianity. You know,
wow,
things
that's
just weren't
lining
up.
A real revelation.
Yeah.
When you realize your own parents are more loved than God.
Yeah. And they are. I love you guys. Yeah. Love you, parents, and for everything you taught me. So that was the kickstart for me.
Man.
And it was years, the process. The body knows how it works. So.
Yeah, you guys know how it works. These things take time.
Oh, yeah, it takes time.
These things take time.
Here
she comes, Miss America.
That's right.
I have a few things to ask you, Amy. If you can make room for me over there. That's fine. That's good. I think I can slip in here. All right. Now, that guy over there with the beard.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm hearing, he dragged you into the Baptist church. Is that true? Or is he exaggerating? I mean, he says he dragged you against your will, but was there something about the Baptist church that you liked?
Well, I grew up Catholic, so for me, I was always uncomfortable with going to the priest and confessing sins and... having to go to church all the time. I mean, I had to be deathly sick if I was going to miss church. And so, I don't know. We started dating, and so then we, started going to church together. And so...
Well, that would have been a clash.
He was pretty persuasive, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's a good-looking guy. How can you turn a guy like that down? I mean...
Yeah.
He didn't even have a beard.
No, he didn't even have a beard then.
Right.
I mean, that beard's devastating.
Right. That's right.
That beard is devastating. So.
So we've had different struggles. For me, it was not always being comfortable with the rules of the Catholic faith, and for him, he was always doubting if he was saved or not. And
right.
I didn't go through stuff like that. So, we had some good years. So we had to have the contrast to know the difference, and it got to the point to where we just couldn't be there anymore.
In a way, you were more free than he was in the Catholic Church.
Because I've always believed, but maybe felt...
No knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. No knowledge. Yeah. No knowledge is better than wrong knowledge.
Exactly.
Right? And so... Yes.
So for us, our real struggle was then when we had our kids and when we were trying to bring our kids up and trying to say, what are we doing here and what are we putting them through? And
yeah.
How's God love one of our kids more than the other? And it didn't make any sense.
I would think
God
that
loves all.
Yeah, I would think that once you have kids, then you start to think about God and His children. And as a parent, you know that you could never cause your child anything so horrendous as putting their hand on a flame for a second, let alone eternal torment. So having children definitely, I think, causes people to think twice about what they believe. Mm-hmm. So then you and Dean started this journey together then, mm-hmm. as far as the truth that you know now. I first met Dean and Amy in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, when I was living at...
Pilkington's.
When I was living at Clyde Pilkington's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's been a great...
Great days.
Great days. Great days. It's been a great journey ever since. Well, I hate to wrap this up because it's been so enjoyable talking to these wonderful folks, but I'd like to take this opportunity to extend an invitation to anyone who would like to come down and visit. You have 4 days to make it down here to visit Dean and Amy. They're going to be here for 4 days. Marion's going to be here until the snatching away. So you can come down and see Marion. Maria, she's going back to Toronto when? On Friday. Today is, well, this is being broadcast on Wednesday, Thursday perhaps.
Tuesday.
Yeah, but
Tuesday.
I have another video for tomorrow, so this probably won't be going out until Thursday. But I extend an invitation to any member of the Body of Christ who wants to come down here for some fellowship. It's not a bad place to be in the winter. It's funny. Everybody wants to come down in the winter. All of a sudden, it's very, very... This is the place to be. Yeah, Marion's hardcore. She came down in the summer. So drop me a line. Come on down. And I'll say this. It looks like there might be, by the time you get this, there probably will be a conference in Richmond, Virginia on Saturday, May 11th. I'll be the only speaker at that conference. It'll be one day only. So I want you to keep that in mind. I will make a formal announcement here soon. I'll give you the dates. The time and the place, but the date is Saturday, May 11th, and I'm 99% sure that I'm going to make that trip. So, from Fort Lauderdale, with my friends here in the Body of Christ, these lovely ladies and the man with the beard, thank you for joining us. Thank you, and thank you one and all. Thank you one and all.